Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to encourage you to go with me into a message we did here in the Baton Rouge area in our sanctuary entitled The Man of Sin. Do you not know Matthew 1:21? The Bible said Jesus shall save his people from their sin. John 1:29, the Bible said he come to take it away, the sin of the world. 1 John 3:8, the Bible said he came to destroy the work of the devil, which is sin. But there is a man of sin that the Bible said he going to exalt himself above all that is called God in the temple of God. Now, we know that is going to literally happen, but there is a man of sin right now in God's people, which is the true temple, trying to tell you you can't live without sin. Let's go into the Word of God and look at the message entitled The Man of Sin, and let's defeat that devil. God bless you.
1 John 2:18-19. Little children, it is the last time. We are in the last days now. I'm telling you, anytime we have four consecutive blood moons falling on holy feast days, and I mean all kinds of stuff, God done already warned us. And I'm telling you, the whole world right now is on borrowed time. So he said, little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist, the person Jesus said, were coming. It was a person. He said, I come. You reject me, but another you gonna receive. He was prophesying about another person coming, same way he did, because Satan is a duplicator, and he gonna be called the man of sin. If you have heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now, watch this. Even now, there are many Antichrists. Now John here was talking about the spirit of the Antichrist that had gotten in the ministers. See, a minister, anytime you hear a preacher, anytime, you hear him on the radio prophesying over people, talking about getting your horse in the car, that's an Antichrist. And my point right here is, John said many Antichrists are already here. He's talking about ministers, folks. Read your Bible. He's talking about preachers. That's why you got to test every preacher. I don't care if that church look good or not. I don't care if that preacher look good. Test them. I don't care if they're good or bad. Test them every time. Tracy, I love you, but I want you to always check out what I'm preaching. That's what the Bible says. So John said, little children, it is the last time, and you have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby you know it is the last time. Now watch this. I'm going to show you. He's talking about the clergy, the preachers. He said, as many of them, they went out from us. Y'all see that? He talking about those 70 ministers who was with all of them with Jesus. Their name was once in the book of life, because the Bible said they went out, cast out devils, came back rejoicing. Jesus said, don't rejoice because the devils are subject. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. They was written in heaven. But they defaulted. But they didn't stop preaching. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. I'm only on the air to warn people. That's why you never hear none of our radio broadcasts ever asking for money. If I got to ask for money, we'll go off. Mm-mm. If God don't touch somebody's heart to keep us in an area, we'll go off and go somewhere else. Because it's a joke. Church has become a joke. But there's some people that's not going to be a joke. Anyway, I want to show you that he's talking about those preachers that went out from them. 70 of them went out. And you know all of them started churches? Oh, give me imagination. All of them kept preaching. They was Jews. Jews didn't stop being religious. Glory to God. Let me keep traveling. Okay, the man of sin. 2 Thessalonians 2:7. And my first point is this. Do you know when you read the Bible, there's a mystery of godliness? There's a mystery of godliness. And I told you, Satan said he want to be God. Everything God does, he duplicates. I was talking to a couple the other day, and it was like a burden lifted off of them. Because the couple went to this church, and they gave all their money, their life, and they supported the church. And the guy got in some trouble and went to jail. But he done learned his lesson. okay? And they're on a work program, and I'll minister to them all the time. And he said, man, the church just literally demonized both of us. And they really ready to quit. Don't want to ever come back to nobody's church. Don't want to quit. Want to quit God, blaming God now. And a lot of folks are like that. They see church and preachers, and they give up, and they don't want to have nothing to do with it. But let me share something with you. Here's what I share with them. Be encouraged. Keep pressing. Don't let that thing fool you. You can't have a copy if there ain't no original somewhere. And he said, oh, my God, I ain't never thought about that. Keep pressing. Do you know why you got so many copies? You got more copies than you have originals. So don't let copies deceive you, because you're talking about your eternal destiny. It says in verse 7, it says, for the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. It's already at work. See, when that man of sin show up, the Bible said he going to be revealed. The man of sin going to be revealed. There was a certain time when Jesus was revealed. Satan got to be revealed. He doing everything Jesus did. Right. The Bible said Jesus was hidden until the time he was revealed. Satan going to be revealed. Yeah. But now before he's revealed, the man of sin is revealed. His spirit is already in the earth at work. Do you know before Jesus came, the spirit that was on Jesus was already at work? Now, there's a spirit of Antichrist that been in the earth and took root back in John's them day. And John said, it went out from us. And he said, there's many Antichrists. His spirit is here. But before the man of sin show up, the spirit of iniquity gonna work. And it's been working in the church ever since the church was birthed. Wow. And when all those original apostles died off and went off the scene, and that's why Satan tried to kill a bunch of them. He killed James. He tried to kill Peter. He wanted to kill a bunch of them. Then the church was under so much persecution, they had to go in the cave. They had to go in the underground churches and worship. And then what happened is a religious church came to light. You know, and when the government came in and made Christianity a national state religion, that wasn't God's church. It looked like God's church. God's church had to go undercover. And it's been undercover for a long time. But it's finna come from undercover now and uncover this garbage calling itself the church. And so I know the calling upon my life, and I know it could cost me my life, but I'm standing up. I'm a Christian. I ain't scared of that. God let you shoot me, that's my promotion. I'm living for the kingdom. Now, if you ain't settled that, you won't be scared. Because if it ain't my time and you try to shoot me, the bullet coming out the other way. That's the way you got to see it. See, because God bringing us, you may mention to this, God bringing a remnant out now. And everybody thinking, who is this preacher over here? I'm dealing with these big leaders. I challenged one this morning. I said, you teaching them people wrong. Biggest ministry all over the world. I don't care. God don't care either. What you teaching ain't right. God's bringing the real church out. And it's going to address that spirit of Antichrist. Glory to God. The mystery of iniquity doeth all. Now watch this. The mystery of iniquity. Let me give you the revelation. The mystery of iniquity doeth already work. In other words, let me tell you something. That spirit of iniquity and Antichrist one day were working in me and had me deceived by stuff this Bible never said. That spirit of iniquity been working ever since the church been born. And he done got next to some, but some of them he ain't got next to. Some of them going to keep their eyes on their God. Some of them going to keep their eyes on the book. Some of them going to stay in relationship with God. And I'm one of them. And I pray we raising up some more that's going to say, I'm one that will not be bought. This world ain't got nothing for me. You can't offer me nothing to reject and to renounce what God did inside of me. So watch this now. The spirit of iniquity was always at work, and it's been at work in the church. Now let me read this. Oh my God, this is what you got to see. Now watch this. Now there coming a time when the man of sin is revealed. He gonna cut a covenant with the Jews, and the Bible said the Jews gonna claim peace and safety. And when they say peace and safety, the Bible says sudden destruction coming on them. Tribulation like this world has never seen. You don't want to be here. Okay. Now he gonna cut a covenant, and in 3.5 years he gonna break that covenant. Then he gonna walk in the temple and declare he's God. And then the Jews gonna understand we done made a mistake. We done accepted the wrong one. Why? Because Satan wanna be God. Now that's literally gonna happen. But let me show you. Now that's when the man of sin come. But let me show you what the spirit of the man of sin has done to the church. Because the spirit of iniquity been working. It's paving the way for the man of sin. When he come, all he got to do is reveal his spirit done paved the way. Let me show you what he did. Okay. It says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. He going to gather his saints out of here. I'm telling you, he want to get you out of here before the mess hit. But now if you ain't right, you ain't going. As simple as that. You can't get caught up in this system called church. You got to beat the church. Then it says in verse 2, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us. Because see, some of these apostles probably posed as Paul sending a letter talking about it doesn't happen. No, Paul said, we ain't send no letter. It haven't happened. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen before he come. He said, as the day of the Lord is at hand, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. That falling away is falling away from God. It's not that they're not going to still be religious, because those 70 that fell away from Jesus, they stayed religious. Okay? So it says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now watch this. Here's the revelation, and here's what God told me, and here's what he showed me, and he said, these last several decades, and you saw you see all these packed houses, that ain't my revival. Because most of them people being taught you can sleep with, talking about grace is so powerful, you can sleep with every woman in the church and still go to heaven. I promise you, I am not misquoting no preacher. They are preaching that. That grace message, it sounds good on the surface. When you study it, Prince Creflo, I'm sorry y'all if you get mad at me, but I'm a defender of the faith and I'm handling my business, and they can kill me if they want. I'm going to expose it and I'm going to let people know the truth. Swaggart. Yeah, I talk to them all the time. And I love them. Pray for them. I lost 15 pounds praying and interceding for them. And God said, I'm going to send you. And I know that little mind like, who is this little nobody? Nobody. If God be for you, who can be against you? If God be for you, I got more with me than there are with you. Search their message, saints. Search the message. You ain't got to believe me. Test me first, then go test them. Search their message. What they saying is you can still go to heaven with sin. That's the core of their message. I sent them books. We sent Creflo one. He came out shouting, you're not a soul. You're not a soul. Why? Because I sent him a soul book. Oh, the real church going to surface. We're not intimidated by your numbers. I'm not intimidated by your millions. I'm not intimidated by your membership. Membership in heaven greater than any membership on earth. I ain't mean to say all of that because I want the visitors to know we're full of love. I ask God to fill me with his compassion. Let me love like you love, Lord, because if I got to do this, let me be motivated by love, but give me the courage to not back up. I ain't scared of none of the preachers around here. And yeah, I'm saying that you got a money racket and you need to cut it out. And I know they don't like me because I'm telling off on them, but I'm going to keep telling off. And the saints need to wake up. And you give it, most saints giving their money to it. He said, now watch this. Here's the revelation. Who, it says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And my point is, a lot of the mega churches, now I'm not saying all of them now, a lot of them, when you search the teaching, that's a falling away. That ain't no drawing near to God. Hey, you can't live in sin and get to heaven. No. Jude said, you once knew how God felt about sin. Now how can we accept doctrines that make sin look light now? There ain't no revival. And everybody gonna run after that because it's make your flesh feel comfortable. It says, let no man deceive you by any means that they shall not come except there come a falling away first and the man of sin shall be revealed. The son of perdition. He's a man of sin. Watch this. Watch this man of sin who opposes and exalted. I told you this still his motivation. He exalted himself above all that is called God and that is worship. He don't like you worshiping God. He don't like you walking in the spirit. He going to exalt himself above everything that is called God. Now watch this. So that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, we know that's going to literally happen. Here's what the spirit of iniquity has done. Who is the real temple of God? People, saints, we purchased, we bought with a price, and we are the temple of God. And most every Christian, almost every Christian that I know, and I'm going to show you a letter of a preacher here in town, heard me preaching all the stuff that I preach. And it's many of them like that. A lot of them call me. Some of them call me and repent. Some of them call me and say, that's the word. Some of them call me and they try to say, man, that ain't done. I'm going to read one of them to you. But this spirit of iniquity, the Antichrist, before he show up, he got to have his spirit here working. Iniquity is the stuff he do within us and our emotions and our heart, the sins of the heart. That spirit of iniquity done got in God's temple, and not very many Christians believe you can live with no sin in your life at all. Who did that? The man of sin. You saw it before I even said it. And so I'm preaching a message about sin free. And everybody, well, where this man come from? What you mean sin free? 1 Corinthians 15:34, wake to righteousness and sin not. Psalm 4:4, stand in awe and sin not.
1 John 2:1.
John 2:1, these things have I written unto you that you sin not. 1 Peter 4:1, it says, he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. I can go on and on and on. The message of the Bible is no sin. But that spirit got in the church, and we got doctrines in the church saying, when it says, whosoever is born of God, sin it not. They say, well, the Greek, that word sin it, the Greek means don't practice it and don't do the lifestyle. In other words, you can do some. That's the message. Go check that doctrine out when you hear a preacher, and I promise you that's what they say it. When they say, well, it just means don't practice it. It just means don't do the lifestyle. That was that spirit coming in the church through ministers. Some of them was good, some of them was bad. And he let those nuggets out to the church. And what Satan was doing is educating and discipling God's temples. And most everybody in the church, with the exception of a few, that's going to be the remnant that's going to change the face of the body of Christ. Most everybody don't even believe it's even such a thing as living with no sin for the rest of your life. Yet, I can take you all over the Bible and show you in context that was the Father's will. for all his sons and daughters. And now we done accepted this antichrist spirit that it's impossible for anybody to live like that. And the Bible says that if we don't repent, we'll die with an evil heart of unbelief. Hebrews chapter 3 and chapter 4. That spirit of the antichrist over the last several decades came in the church. He hadn't been revealed yet, but the spirit of iniquity was working all the while. While men slept, Satan came in and planted things in the church. And for decades, the church done traveled with doctrines. Nobody's perfect. When God called the preacher father, perfecting of the saints, now half the pulpit, more than half the pulpit, they'll get up and say, ain't nobody's perfect. They don't know how to separate human perfect from godly perfect. But then, since they don't know, they're just going to blatantly tell you nobody's perfect. Almost all the church, that's all they say. Never read and don't even believe Ephesians 4, that he may bring you to a perfect man unto the fullness and the stature and the knowledge of Christ. Fullness of Christ. The church don't even believe that no more. Spirit of iniquity was at work. It was the antichrist disciple in the church. And now the church got to regurgitate the lies. Ain't no use of me casting no demons out you until I get that devilish doctrine out of you. If I don't get the doctrine out of you, I'll just be working myself to death trying to get demons out of you. That's the first demon I got to get out. And truth, the only thing can handle that. And all I got is one more point. My second point is, before Jesus is revealed, his return, we will see a falling away. We see it. We see it. We see it. And saints, please don't take my word. Please go do your homework. Please pay attention to everything you're hearing and all the preachers that preach to you. Pay attention to anybody prophesying over you. Listen to it. The Bible said don't despise prophesying, but listen to it. And the Bible said you're supposed to judge it. You're supposed to judge this message I'm preaching. You're supposed to judge it by the word and what's inside of you. Everybody, you never stop judging churches and preachers and denominations. And if you do, you can lose your eternal soul. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, in the latter times, some want to depart from the faith. See, that's the departure. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The devil been in the church the last several decades, discipling the church. It was the spirit of iniquity. And now he's sitting in God's temple. You can't stop sinning. Ain't no such thing as sinless perfection. Nobody's perfect. And most people, God's people, believe that. Satan did it. And I'm exposing him. As doctrines in the church, let me show you something. Matthew 1 and verse 20 through 21. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph found out Mary was pregnant. He thought she had cheated, and God had to show, no, this is me, Joseph. And so while he thought on these things, said, Joseph, thou son of David, fear thou not, take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. A son, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. What is he going to do? 1, 2, 3, everybody. That was his mission, right? Yeah. Now, the man of sin gonna come and he gonna establish the opposite. You can't be free from sin. Ain't can't nobody live without sinning. Wow. And I know folks, well, there's a scripture that say all have sinned, yeah, but there's another scripture that say, shall we continue in sin? See, don't take one scripture and not balance it with the other scripture. I know there's another scripture, 1 John 1 and 8, that says if you say you have no sin, you're a liar. But back up to verse 5 and you'll see who he's talking about. He's saying if you claim you got fellowship with God, you walking in darkness, you lying. That's who verse 8 talking about. Verse 8 is not talking about nobody can live without sin. Give you a confirming verse.
1 John chapter 2. verse 6.
Chapter 2, verse 6. If you say you abide in him, you ought to walk like he walked. How does that look like sin? I'm telling you, that spirit of iniquity has taken this word and discipled the church, and almost hardly nobody believe you can stop sinning and never sin again till Jesus comes. Yet you got 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, said, I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless, no sin, blameless, until the coming of the Lord. But most of the church don't even believe it, because Satan sitting in the temple of God, showing himself to be God. The man of sin is in most temples of the Lord. He done exalted himself above God in God's temples. And the thinking in the average Christian is there ain't no such thing as sinless perfection. Jimmy preaches it all the time. Yeah, the only reason I love Jimmy. But if you preaching that, and I done tried to reach you, and you won't hear nobody, I won't tell everybody that's a lie. Love him, hate that lie. Oh, listen to it. Am I telling the truth, man of God? They preach it every day. They preach it every day. Creflo said, he said, obedience on this side of the cross, throw it in the trash can. You don't need to obey him no more for his blessing, because it was done at Calvary. You're a lie. They ain't in the Bible. The Bible said, whatsoever man sowed, that shall he also reap. So you're gonna stop obeying God and disobey and reap good? That ain't Bible. And somebody got to call it out. Where are the preachers with the guts? I don't know. Many of them off course. But God done found one, and he done found some more that's not scared of the status quo. You know, let me tell you something. I'm not a Democrat and I'm not a Republican. Too much like none of the platform. I'm a kingdom man. And when I vote my conscience. And I ain't telling you who to vote for. But the Republicans will kill you while you're alive, because they don't like nobody. They ain't going to help nobody. The Democrats will kill you in the womb. So why am I like any of them? So just be a kingdom-minded person and vote your conscience, whatever that may be. But don't embrace no party. That's good advice if you take it or not. And if you want to vote Democrat, that's you. That's between you and God. But don't be one. Because I ain't going to agree killing babies and selling parts. And you Republicans, I ain't going to agree. You got thousands of people need health insurance and you want them to die. I don't like none of your platforms. Let me leave that alone. I just said that to say this. That right now, if you look at the Republican race, you got three outsiders, never been politicians before, and they lead everybody who are politicians. You know why? Because one of them stepping out saying, I don't need your money. He's a billionaire. He's telling off on all of them. I'm gonna tell y'all something. God, when God doing something in the spirit, he'll show you something in the natural. He got Donald Trump out there, and I ain't telling you I'm liking Donald Trump. I'm just telling you a fact. Donald Trump out there said, I done bought all y'all politicians. Yeah, I gave you money. I gave Clinton money. He telling off on all of them. God done called somebody in the church, telling off on all the preachers, and y'all looking at it. And don't get mad at me, because God doing what he doing out there. Donald Trump telling off on all of them. Y'all can be bought. You can't buy me. One man tried to offer him $5 million. He said, no, you might want a favor. And you know why they polling so high? Because the people are sick of being these political leaders being politically correct just to get in office. Well, some Christian ought to get sick of preachers being religiously correct. I'm going to do it the way the Bible say do it. I'm going to call names when I have to.
We out of time for today, but I want to thank you for tuning in. And I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching, www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to call us, it's 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying we love you, thank God for you, and Jesus loves you. God bless you.
His name is Jesus.